Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Have you ever been a bridesmaid or a groomsman? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number today. We want to talk to people who've said no. I don't want to do it. Thanks very much for the honour of being part of your big day, but I'd rather not, for whatever reason, because it is a huge honour to be asked to be somebody's best man or their bridesmaid, but it does come with a big financial, emotional, and let's be honest, time commitment. If you've said no to this role, we'd love to chat to you on the programme today, because I was reading a really interesting article about this in the Irish Independent, where the author tells us, I will never be bridesmaid again. I've now done it 4 times. So when a friend called out of the blue to ask, I finally had the guts to refuse. Sarah Jane Tobin from DMG Media is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Because Sarah Jane, I thought to myself, there's absolutely nobody is going to ring in and admit to saying no to being a bridesmaid. But I believe you did just that.
I did, yeah.
You just said no. Simple as that.
Okay. It wasn't as simple as that, I suppose. And I have to just caveat this, like, we're still very, very good friends.
Yeah.
And it was a few years ago. But no, a friend of mine, I was asked to be bridesmaid twice within the space of, I think it was about 6 months. And I was panicked because, well, for starters, the financial aspect of it, both of the weddings were happening here in Ireland, but both brides wanted to go away for the night for their hen parties. And It just the whole organization, the whole thing, like, and obviously I wanted my friends to have the best time and all that kind of stuff. Then throw into the mix that I found out I was pregnant, and I just kind of went, I'm going to have so much on my plate and have so many outgoings, so much, you know, like I had to prepare myself for having a baby and all that kind of stuff. So one of the girls, I said to her, like, pretty much straight up, very soon after she asked me, to be fair, I think that was a clincher. Like, she asked me and I politely turned her down pretty much within a couple of days. Like, I didn't wait until the week before or something like that. But I just said to her, listen, I've just too much going on. And I was able to, like, I went along to the wedding. I went along to the hen party. I, you know, took part in all the festivities as you would. I did a reading, all that kind of stuff. But I just couldn't commit to what she, I thought she deserved.
That's different.
As a bridesmaid.
It is different because you don't know how you're going to feel at the time as well, you know, or whatever.
No,
and if there was a hen abroad or...
Exactly. I just think, like, I mean, I know myself from when I was married, I had my sister and my best friend Kate were my bridesmaids. And Kate, like, I've known her since I was 12 years old. And my sister had just had her son at the time I was getting married. So Kate basically took on everything. She organized the hen party. She organized the showers. And, like, you know, she literally went above and beyond for me. And I just knew I wasn't going to be able to do that, for for someone else. And to be perfectly honest with you, like, it is a big honour to be asked. That's really nice.
But you're so right, though. Like I have such admiration for your ability to say no, because I know that I wouldn't say no.
Well, this is the thing. The other girl I couldn't say no to because I knew it would cause hell. So I was bridesmaid for her, and sure enough, like, it was probably one of the hardest months of my life leading up to the wedding. And then they didn't even stay married for, I think, a month or something. And I just was like, my God, like, all the stress, the hassle, all that kind of stuff. And it just, you know, the couple themselves kind of lost track of where they were. They were more caught up in the wedding than they were in the marriage.
It's a busy time, isn't it? Like, you know,
organising
weddings is a big
event. And you're thrown in, like, as a bridesmaid, you're thrown into the thick of it. Like, I mean, you're expected to be there for the dress fittings, you're expected to be there for all the drinks, for, you know, the basically everything that's to do with weddings. Like, I mean, even help choose the flowers. You go for the...
God, like, I've never had to do any of this.
Oh, yeah, I was involved in helping choose the bouquet, and I helped with the cake and all this kind of stuff. And it was just, like, it was very full on. It was like, I was kind of laughing because I'm quite laid back. And when it was my turn to get married, I didn't expect any of that. But that was what was being expected of me. And, you know, each to their own
to
and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and each their own.
The bride that you said no to and obviously explained your reasons, she took it well with the sounds of it.
Oh, she did. Like, I mean, she was disappointed.
Yeah.
But she took it well, and she was like, I understand. And, you know, then she felt bad then for asking me and putting me in the position that she put me in.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, Jesus, no. And then she was like, oh, like, you know, I just thought, because, like, we, again, we'd known each other since we were kids. And, you know, she was like, oh, I just wanted my important people. And I was like, I will be there. I'm one of your important people. I will be there. But I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't commit to, like, you know.
Well, fair play to you for being honest, though, Sarah Jane. Like, this texter's got in touch to tell me my sister said no to being my bridesmaid. She said that she just didn't have the time to do it. This came 2 years after I was her maid of honour. She, of course, wanted a hen party abroad and at home and was an absolute bridezilla. I think it was actually better she said no, though, because she would have made the whole thing about her. So I ended up having to have my two lovely friends instead, and it was just brilliant.
Yeah, well, you see, this is the thing. I think honesty is the best policy. Do you know what I mean? Like, the last thing you want is to be... You read all these horror stories about people who fall out, like lifelong friends who fall out because of things not going well with bridal party and stuff like that. And that's not worth it. Do you know what I mean?
There's loads of them. There's loads more stories like this coming in. Andreas is with us on the line, Sarah Jane. I believe you said no to being best man.
That's correct, Andrea. Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Yes, I did say no. I was privileged in the past to be asked a number of times, and I was generally very happy to be asked. On that occasion, I had a lifelong friend who asked me to be his best man, and I politely declined. And the reason for that was that I totally disapproved of his lifestyle, and he openly shared with me that, you know, he doesn't believe in marriage, and he still feels he's young and adventurous and doesn't want to change his lifestyle overall. So I then said no, politely, and that was okay with him. The bigger issue was that he already communicated to his family that I would be the one, so he took it for granted that I would say yes.
Yeah.
So that was more of a confusion.
And so, can I just clarify, were you saying no to being the best man or to being part of the bridal party as a groomsman?
No to be the best man.
And were you a groomsman though, or was just totally no to all parts?
No, then after that it was no to all parts. I was just a guest, and I did attend the wedding, but I didn't take a kind of a formal role in it.
Yeah. And what reaction did you get from the family members? They were obviously surprised, were they?
Yeah, they were surprised. I kind of avoided the conversation, and I just referred to you know, that is something private between the groom and myself, and, you know, they kind of accepted it. But it was a bit awkward. But it kind of once it was out in the air, it kind of, you know, it didn't impact the experience of the wedding for myself.
And are you still good friends?
Yes, we are still in touch. We are still good friends. And the marriage didn't last longer than 2 years for exactly those reasons that I predicted, or that even he predicted, to be honest. I just didn't feel I wanted to kind of give a blessing to something that was, you know, not sincere.
Yeah. Another listener tells me here, I said no to my sister as well. I could think of nothing worse. She was absolutely fine about it, so I asked my younger sister instead. Another listener's got in touch to tell me, I've been bridesmaid 8 times, 4 of them. I haven't felt close or haven't been close to the people at all, but I felt that I couldn't say no. It's so much work, and I would absolutely love listening to Andreas and Sarah Jane today to have had the guts to say no, says this listener. Ruth Scott, humanist wedding celebrant, is joining us here on the line as well. Have you encountered this much, Ruth, where people just said, don't want to be involved?
The scales have fallen from my eyes today. So I pull up this question on Insta and I put it into my celebrant WhatsApp group. And one of my colleagues said she got married in her early 30s. And before any of her friends were even asked, would they be bridesmaids? They said, we're not going to be your bridesmaids. They were sick of the role. They were sick of the dresses. They said, we'll help you. We just don't want to have to dress up and do things like that. But let me tell you where I really got a shock. I got messages from people who said that friendships ended, friendships of 10 and 15 years old, because the bridesmaid wasn't getting involved at all. And there is that sort of obligation to, you know, you feel like you have to get involved and you have to be involved in the hen party and the planning and all of that. The friendship falls apart, though. This one in particular said she couldn't fake being happy as she was going through a hard time, which is another aspect as well. And another, like Sarah Jane, she said she was quite newly pregnant. She was asked to be the bridesmaid. The wedding was abroad in about 12 months' time. And she was like, not a chance am I going to be heading off with a 3-month-old to a hot country to be a bridesmaid. But the one that really surprised me was that a couple of brides told me that they've had to remove bridesmaids from the wedding party. Apparently, this is not uncommon. And the reason would be, you know, you ask somebody and they say, yeah, I'd love to. And then they do absolutely nothing. And I suppose there is maybe that sense of you need to be involved. You need to be involved in some way.
Maybe Sarah Jane, you can back me up here. Like, I've been bridesmaid 5 times, Ruth, right? And I can't imagine getting the sack during the lead up to the wedding for being such a crap bridesmaid. But at the same time, there are some brides, like, let's be honest about it, they're complete control freaks and they actually don't want the input. They want to do it themselves. And listen, my view to this is I'm happy to leave you off. If you want to do it all.
Bridezillas are real. They are real. Bridezillas, 100%. Luckily I didn't experience this with my friend who I said no to. She was very chill about the whole thing. The girl who I was bridesmaid for, like, our friendship disintegrated pretty soon after her wedding and stuff like that. And a lot of it was down to the fact that, you know, the expectation and the lack of, which probably was me as well, the lack of, like, appreciation for what I was doing and time I was taking off work and, you know, all this kind of stuff to go to fittings and to, you know, to
it's
help.
It's wild.
Can I tell you one of the biggest bugbears, I think, that potential bridesmaids and groomsmen that have as well is the WhatsApp group. If you're suddenly in charge of trying to, you know, herd cats, as it were, or coordinate a number of people for who's able to come for both nights, who's coming for one night, who can bring the party games, like, nobody wants to be added to another WhatsApp group in your life. So this is not a bonus.
Lindsay Moyna, wedding planner, is joining us here as well. Have you encountered this where people say no to the bride and groom?
No, I haven't, but I guess I do. Having listened to everybody, I can understand, you know, why people might be in a position where they feel like they have to say no. And I think listening to everybody as well, like, I do think you have to want to be a bridesmaid to say yes. Otherwise, you probably aren't going to maybe, not that you give it your all, but, you know, it is meant to be a really special time for the bride. And if your own heart isn't really in it for whatever reason, you know, I don't think you can kind of fake that either. And so maybe honesty is the best policy. But I'm like you, Andrea, I don't think I'd have the guts to say
no.
And, like, coming from the bride's point of view, you know, I guess, you know, when they get engaged, first of all, they're really thinking about the people that they love the most, that they want to have by their side. And so I think if you are going to say no, or if you feel like you've just can't commit, you know, to have a very, very honest and frank conversation with them, you know, just so that they can fully understand your own reasoning behind it, because it will feel like a rejection on some level. And I think, you know, depending on the dynamic of the relationship, of course, but you do probably run the risk of really fracturing that relationship depending on how they take it. We haven't ever really encountered, and I've been a bridesmaid a couple of times as well, and you know, I've really enjoyed it, you know, like that. The bride probably took on a bit more of a lead role in it and knew exactly what they wanted. But bar, you know, popping the champagne and putting on a Spotify playlist, you know, it wasn't really that. It was all fairly enjoyable. You know, and then particularly for an Irish wedding as well, like, we'd kind of be, it'd be more customary for the bride to kind of cover a lot of the bridal, the bridesmaids' expenses, such as wedding dresses and whatnot. Like, we wouldn't see that much with American weddings, where the bridesmaids have to pay for their own.
That's
and
a
if you're a good
expense.
Friend of the bride, you're probably going to commit to the hen party anyway, whether you're a bridesmaid or not. I suppose it's just the organising of it and the commitment that it takes to do something good, the pressure of it.
Some of the texts on this: I had my brother as my bridesmaid after my friend dropped out of being my bridesmaid, only 3 weeks to go until the wedding. Dress and everything bought for her. She said she was pregnant and she was too tired. She was only 3 months pregnant. I would recommend having a male bridesmaid, though. There was absolutely no drama, says this texter. Another listener says, I love being a bridesmaid. I love to be involved in all of the celebrations and the organising. It is such an absolute honour. Another listener tells me, my bridesmaid chose our wedding. Wait till you hear this. My bridesmaid chose our wedding to announce to everybody at the wedding that she was pregnant. She was raging I had asked her to be my bridesmaid at all. And one final message for the moment. Listeners got in touch to tell me, does anybody actually enjoy being part of the bridal party? Being a groomsman, bestman or bridesmaid? She will miss out on all of the crack for most of the entire day because you're stuck with the bride and groom. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Sarah Jane Tobin, Andreas, thanks a million for sharing your stories. Lindsay Moyna and Ruth Scott, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.